Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now, imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Oh my God, Ross, too laid back.
I'm going to hold my hands up here and just say it. I have bought my wife some of the worst Christmas presents she has ever had in her life. But this year, I'm proud to say, the Ross Meister General has smashed it out of the actual ballpark. Oh my God, Honor goes when she sees it. And while Honor wouldn't exactly be stingy when it comes to dishing out the oh my gods, it's obvious in this case that she means every single word of it. I'm like, do you genuinely think? And she goes, Dad, she is going to love it. I'll tell you what it is. Yeah, no, I made her a gingerbread house. And not just any old house either. It's like an exact replica of our house, as in like Honalee, made entirely out of, like I said, gingerbread, which happens to be one of her like all-time favourite things in terms of Christmas. And here's the thing that makes it like a doubly special present. When I say I made it, I don't mean that I paid some local Mary Berry to throw it together for me. I mean I baked every single tasty inch of the thing myself. Although I should give Nigella Lawson a shout out since I used the recipe from her Christmas cookbook. I got an actual architect. We're talking Peter Wingnut Dolan, who played scrum half for Gonzaga back in the day, to advise me on how to build the thing and make it structurally sound. The dude even drew up architectural plans for it, which he handed to me, all rolled up with a red bow on it, along with, get this, his invoice. I'll tell you something about dudes who went to Gonzaga. They know how to charge by the billable hour. And I'd actually be furious if I had any intention of paying the fucker. The house I've ended up with is humongous. We're talking like 4 feet high and possibly 6 feet wide. And it's incredibly detailed. I'm not patting myself on the back here, but I've even managed to recreate the two round towers with the witch's hat roofs, which were definitely the trickiest part, although Wingnut's instructions were incredible. He really earned his money, even though he's not getting a fucking cent out of me. Then I plastered the outside of the thing, managing to mix icing that was the exact same shade of magnolia as the outer walls of the actual house, and the same shade of grey as the roof. And I put like gummy bears on it for the actual Christmas lights. She is going to, oh my God, love it, Honor goes. Yeah, no, it's 3 days before Christmas and we're enjoying a bit of father-daughter time in the famous Dundrum town centre. She goes, it's such a good present that I actually wanted to smash it to pieces, just purely out of spite. I'm like, yeah, no, thanks, Honor. That's a nice compliment. She can be very sweet sometimes. Here, Honor, I go, a thought suddenly occurring to me. Did I definitely lock the pantry? The reason I ask is because Brian, Johnny and Leo, the little fucking animals, have been trying to get at it for the last like 24 hours, determined to like horse the thing before their mother even gets to see it. No, you didn't lock the pantry, Honor goes, but I did, and I gave the key to Fanula. Yeah, no, the old dear is babysitting the kids for the afternoon. I'm there, and what did she do with it?
She put it inside her bra, Honor goes.
I'm like, Jesus, well, at least we know no one's going in there for it. What are they doing today, anyway?
Fanula showing them how to make Christmas cocktails, Honor goes.
I end up laughing, because I get a sudden flashback to my own Christmas childhood. Yeah, no, I used to keep the snowballs and the boulevardiers and the festive Negronis flowing until the old dear passed out, then I'd help myself to the key from the safe. And that's when a thought suddenly stops me, dead in my tracks. I'm like, Honor, already turning and heading for the car park. We have to go.
Honor's like, what the fuck is wrong with you? I thought we were buying my Christmas presents.
On their honour, feeling my face turn pale. They're going to wait until she's plastered. Then they're going to steal the key.
They're hardly going to take it out of her bra, Dad.
Don't underestimate how much they love gingerbread on her. We make it back to Killiney in like, I don't know how long, just that I break every red light and land speed record ever set on the way to the Vico Road. I throw open the front door and, yeah, no, my worst fears are straightaway realised. The old dear is passed out on the kitchen floor. Honor at the top of her voice is calling out, Johnny, Brian, Leo. I'm there, Honor, you're going to have to check her bra. I'm sort of traumatised from, well, one or two childhood memories. But Honor, who's a lot brighter than me, instead checks the door to the pantry.
It's still locked, she goes, the relief obvious in her voice.
I'm like, thank fuck. Thank fuck. So where are the boys?
Oh no, she goes, her face suddenly darkening. Oh my God, no. And then she races outside to the back garden.
I follow her, full of, I think it's a word, trepidation. Yeah, no. Oh, Jesus. It turns out that they've, like, jemmied open the tiny window and managed to squeeze their bodies mouse-like through it. I peer through the glass and I can see them, sitting with their backs against the wall of the pantry, looking as sick as dogs, big swollen bellies on them like three Christmas Buddhas. There's literally no sign of the gingerbread house. It's, like, gone. There's not even crumbs left. They've scoffed the lot. The walls, the roof, the towers, the gummy bear lights. Jesus, they've even eaten the thick cardboard base that I built it on.
I'm sorry, Dad, Honor goes.
And I'm there. I'm going to have to come up with a new present idea, and fast. Here, do you think your old dear would use a thigh master?
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.